be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Temperatures across Michigan were down around zero again this morning. It's been a long winter for all of us, but for those struggling to cover their heating bill, the frigid weather poses a much bigger risk. So today we're going to take a look at what families can do when they fall behind on their heating bill. Your first call might land you here.
United Waste 211, this is Jesse. How can I help you?
211 is the number to call if you think you might fall behind on your utility bill or if you're already behind.
When the weather does get colder, we do see an uptick in calls for utility requests.
Sherry Vinovich directs the Heart of West Michigan United Way's 211 call center. She says lately, the majority of calls are about utility assistance.
Naturally, when it gets below zero, like it is the last couple of days in the morning time, and that families and households are afraid of what would happen if they lost their utility service.
Once the call comes in, you could be referred to a couple of different places. One might be the state's Department of Human Services. Another might be the Salvation Army, which has been pretty busy lately, too.
There is more need than we can possibly manage.
Darcy Cunningham directs the Salvation Army's utility assistance operations for Kent County.
We're doing a lot this year to increase our capacity, so we've added some more staff people to be able to meet with households one-on-one. We're receiving lots of calls all the time.
The Salvation Army has added about 20 case specialists in the past year to help handle increased demand for utility bill assistance. But it still can take days to get an appointment after you make that first call. And that can be a real problem for people who wait to get their first shutoff notice before they ask for help.
When it gets to a certain point and you only have a monthly income, you gotta budget and plan for every penny of that money.
Stephanie Agnew lives on a monthly budget. She says she even sets aside money for surprises, but recently she got a bigger surprise than she planned for.
So if I plan on paying $100 a month and I get a bill that's $500 a month, any other person would be like, that's it, I can't do it.
Agnew didn't give up. First, she asked about utility assistance when she was at the office for the State Department of Human Services. She says she was told she couldn't get assistance there. But while at the Salvation Army offices in Grand Rapids, she asked again.
I've always known that if I needed help for this, the only stupid question is the one you don't ask.
Asking for help put her in touch with Darcy Cunningham and got her enrolled in a program to help pay down her utility bill before she and her 16-year-old daughter even got a shutoff notice. Now, there are certain circumstances under which the utility companies just suspend shutoffs. If you're a senior citizen, for example, and the account is in your name, and when the state experiences extreme cold, like it has for several days in the past few weeks. Utilities are also chipping in more toward assistance programs, and so is the state. So the advice from people who work to help families in need of assistance is simple. Here's Sherry Vinovich again from the Heart of West Michigan United Way.
If you fall behind on a bill and know that you're not going to be able to make it next month, give us a call because there is help out there before it gets to the crisis stage.
Vinovich says for families that do reach that crisis stage, help might not be available right away. It takes time to turn your power back on once it's been shut off. In weather like this, living without heat isn't just a discomfort. It's a real risk. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
Thank you.